Hi, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 9 of Phoneboy Speaks. And today I'm going to talk about how to lose friends and alienate people on your social networks. And it's by mentioning one of the 3GMP topics, as I call it. And I'll tell you exactly what they are. Guns. Should you be allowed to have a gun? Should anybody be allowed to have a gun? What kind of gun should be allowed? And you know, variations of that. God. Do you believe in God? Which holy text do you believe in? Who do you believe the Messiah is? And so on. Gay marriage. Should they be allowed to marry? Who has to marry them? And variations of that as well. Marijuana. Should it be legal? Should it be illegal? Under what circumstances should it be illegal? Should you be allowed to grow it? And so on. Politics. Are you red? Are you blue? Are you libertarian? Are you something else? And if you're not in the American, none of that will make sense, but you know, I'm sure there are, you know, two or more parties that are opposed to each other in various countries. Regardless of what your persuasion is on any of these things, no matter what you say, surely somebody is going to agree with you and say that you're right on, and somebody's going to disagree with you and say that you're full of crap. And, you know, if you have friends of different opinions, and I do, sometimes just even mentioning this topic can cause arguments in your Facebook friends feed or whatever. And, you know, and I've been through a number of these arguments recently, given that in the U.S. we've just went through a political, we went through a presidential election. We've had some tragedies involving guns. There's been some issues involving gay marriage and marijuana and God's always there as a topic. I've had arguments in my friends' feed over all five of those topics over the past few months, and honestly, as I say, I think what you have to realize is that people aren't necessarily going to change their point of view. They're not even going to necessarily respond to logic or the kind of logic that that you can come up with, and so I think. Really, what it comes down to is you have to accept that there's going to be a differing point of view and figure out exactly how you can move forward and figure out what you have in common and where your similarities are rather than what your differences are and trying to get more divisive about the different things and trying to convince somebody that they're going to of your point of view, because honestly that's not going to happen. As I say, a lot of these beliefs aren't necessarily held rationally, in my opinion, and so you're not going to respond to reason. And so you really just have to accept that people aren't going to change their mind on these things. And I don't know if you just don't mention these things, and I know some people don't, primarily for that reason. They don't want to have that sort of contentious relationship. But it's also really easy to respond to people who do post those things who have different opinions. But I think. If you're going to engage in discussion about those things, please do us all a favor and not be not be irrational about it. Try and be reasonable and respect the fact that other people have different points of view, maybe for different reasons. They had different experiences. Whatever the reason is, they have a different point of view, and just accept that you're not going to change it. You might get some interesting facts about why they have that point of view, or they might have some different. You might learn something, and that's always good, but let's try not to disrespect each other in the process. Let's not call names. Let's not even think less of each other, because I think at the end of the day, most of us want the same things, and the only thing that we differ in is really how we get to those same goals. We have different points of view on that, but other than that, I think it's... I think most of the people are the same most of the time as far as that kind of stuff goes. Anyway, if you agree, disagree, think I'm full of crap, whatever, send me a tweet on Twitter, on app.net, or a message on Facebook or Google+. I'll take them either way. In any case, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.